We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Well, big day. I don't have to tell you. But you know what I will? Big day! NFL Draft Round 1, Sixers-Knicks Game 3. Buckle up. We also, of course, had a very irritating Phillies loss last night. One of the most irritating losses they've had this season. We'll cover it all today, and we'll do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Americans used to crash trains just like they would crash cars in demolition derby.
Yeah, sure.
They would crash trains on purpose. Between the 1890s and 1930s, train crashes, you could find them at fairs and festivals all over the place. Tens of thousands of spectators would show up to watch these trains just set into one another from far, far away and kaboom.
Well, that is an incredible fact. Let's hope that tonight in Philadelphia sports is not a train crash. we've seen them before.
Great segue.
You know, we have seen the Sixers lose big home games. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, but recently.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, so guys, let's get into it
but
all
they
here.
Really shouldn't have lost it, right? So it makes it feel a little
well, no,
better.
But they shouldn't lose tonight, and it makes it – tell you, like, I feel the Sixers are going to win tonight.
They should be dominant.
I will be
tonight.
Shocked.
They,
if they
should.
Lose tonight.
Yeah.
I won't be shocked, James, because I never know what I'm going to get from Embiid.
That's fair.
I just don't know.
I can't see them losing tonight. And I think the Knicks are winning the series. I can't see them losing tonight.
All right, here's the deal, guys. I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. This is a get on the record kind of show. This is, you know, if you will, a last call, not for alcohol. But a last call for, you know, I don't want to say predictions per se, although there's some of that. But what you want, what you see, what you expect, what you feel related to these two moments. Now, obviously, the Sixers thing will continue on beyond tonight. By the way, so will the Eagles. I mean, tomorrow we'll get into day two. And then beyond, you get into day three on Saturday. But we know the first round drives the engine of the draft. And the Sixers obviously are an interesting, appealing, fascinating storyline in Philadelphia sports. So tell us, you know, what's on your mind and what's in your gut about everything going on here today. Let's start Eagles, then we'll get to Sixers, and we'll do it all in the first segment. So Eagles, here's where I'm at. If I'm, you know, stepping before the bartender for last call, here's what I'm saying. I want defense. I want either a cornerback or a defensive tackle. And I'm going to give you the name, and his name is Byron Murphy. And he's right in the same sort of range that some of these cornerbacks the Eagles – are considered to move up for. He's right around the same range. Look, cornerback is a need. In my opinion, so too is D-tackle, because I don't believe in Jordan Davis. I just don't. So, you know, the best defensive tackle in the draft to me is appealing and something that has not gotten nearly enough attention. I do not want wide receiver. Do not, absolutely do not want a first-round wide receiver. Can I live with an O-lineman? Yeah, sure. I can live with it. But he better be damn good. Because I've seen the Eagles have a lot of history with offensive linemen not taken in the first round. Sure, Lane Johnson was, you know, I would imagine as high as they've picked an offensive lineman since Chuck Bednarik 70 years ago. So, you know, Lane has worked out. But the reality is, you know, Kelsey was in the sixth round, and a lot of guys were in a lot of random rounds. And this guy, if they take an offensive lineman, he better start, and he better be damn good. Now, that's where I'm at, sort of big picture, on the first round with the Eagles. Want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. John, first round Eagles, what are you thinking?
I would trade up for cornerback Terrion Arnold or offensive tackle J.C. Latham. I know things are going to get crazy, and we've heard all sorts of stuff, like there might be six quarterbacks taken really early. Just depending on the way things fall, I would feel really good about a guy on either side of the football. So, you know, I guess it helps that we're drafting later. I'm a little less honed in on those specific guys. Terrion Arnold, this cornerback is special. I think he's got the incredible athleticism that you would expect from a guy from Alabama. He plays across from Kool-Aid, who is another guy we've been linked to a lot in this draft.
That's right.
I don't want Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid is hurt, but, man, he's very talented too. I think Terrion Arnold is, you know, the black book on these guys matters so much. The history, the secrets, like what are they like behind closed doors? And I don't have all these guys' black books, but I've heard, what I've read on Terrion Arnold, what I've seen from the interviews that I've been trying to watch as much of this as I can. He's such an up-and-comer because of his positivity. You know, he's special like a guy like Tyrese Maxey is, with that just exuberance that it's like it's overflowing so much it almost seems fake and there's no way he can keep it up. But then he keeps it up, and everyone – remember when Tyrese Maxey came here to Philadelphia and everyone, all the pros who had been, you know, working, seeing the young guys come up, were like, man, you guys got to steal. The pros who really knew, they loved Tyrese Maxey.
Yep.
I'm telling you,
Rajon Rondo being one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that connection.
Terrion Arnold is going to be a cornerback, is going to be a guy that the pros are going to love. Like, they're going to say, I appreciate the way that guy prepares. I appreciate the way that guy lifts his teammates. He's just a good all-around guy who's got spectacular physical skills. This guy's special. I would love to trade up for Terrion Arnold at cornerback. I would love to trade up for J.C. Latham. J.C. Latham is an offensive tackle. I read something in one of the scouting reports that I read recently that I loved. Built like a huge NFL guard, protects like an NFL tackle. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a guy with that sort of versatility, the big body, and when we're talking big, this guy is big. The measurables are crazy, and he's versatile, he's very talented.
Is my Byron Murphy idea absurd? No one's talking about him. He's right around where those guys, the corners, are going to go. Maybe Latham goes. I mean, I keep hearing a lot of people say, you know what? When all is said and done, the Eagles come back to the line. Well, yeah, that's one of the two lines. And I am perplexed that it hasn't garnered more attention. Do you think it's nuts, John, or not?
It's not nuts. He could be there. He's so talented. It's not something that I guess anyone really thinks about.
They're just not going there. I mean, I have wondered the whole time, is this whole thing a smokescreen by Howie? Who, let's be real, I mean, a number of times he has picked a guy that really was kind of off our radar because he jumps up and gets someone that you didn't expect him to get.
Well, also, he specifically said at the, you know, one of his last press conferences, you know, positions of need, you know, obviously it's always need, like defensive tackle probably won't go there, but you never know.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Whenever he says that, he usually goes that way. It is almost always a smokescreen.
I'm telling you.
I think Byron Murphy is absolutely squarely in their sights potentially.
All right. So the whole Eagles thing, we want to hear from you. 215-592-9494. What you expect, what you want, who you don't want, which positions you want to see them prioritize, which positions you don't. Do you agree with me? The wide receiver thing is ridiculous when you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. If it's a lineman, a cornerback, a defensive tackle, where do you stand on that whole thing? 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Sixers as well. So, again, it's an on-the-record day. I mean, I think the main thing to get on the record today about prior to Game 3 is not so much tonight, it's the series. Do you think the Sixers, do you think it's just too much of a long shot? You know, has too much damage been done within the series? They're down 2-0 to Joel's knee, to Joel's eyes, to, you know, the psyche of the Sixers after a devastating game 2, you know, to the whole thing. I mean, to Tyrese Maxey and Kelly Oubre, can these guys not summon what needs to be summoned? Because, you know, Embiid and Maxey can't do it on their own. And game 2 really proved it. I mean, yes, Embiid theoretically could have finished stronger, obviously. I don't know that he actually can, but in ordinary circumstances, if he wasn't so banged up, sure, he could have finished stronger, and him and Maxey gave the Sixers an incredible game for the most part. No one else did. So, all right, all of that, 215-592-9494.
What if coming home, back in front of us, the inspiration and everything else, the lift that he gets here makes him realize and makes his team realize that, man, they are indeed significantly better than the Knicks are.
So I don't think they are. Let's start with that. I think the coming home thing helps.
You put us at home, you put the Knicks at home. Man, I'll take us at home over that Knicks at home team at any time.
You know what worries me a little bit? Let me just put this out there. Because obviously I'm excited the Sixers will be home. I do think the Sixers will win. I do think the home crowd will help lift them. But I will say, you could have some significantly nervous energy in that building tonight if the Sixers
It can get tight, man. It can get tight quick.
Sixers down. Yeah, it could. Second quarter. But let's just say Sixers are down four in the third quarter.
A lot of history in that building.
Correct. A lot of the same season ticket holders. So I do worry
and you know what
about
happens.
That a little bit.
I'm okay. with you, Joe. Yeah. Right, we've seen that happen so many times, man.
You also have to worry about a lot of Knicks fans there because from what I heard, they were buying up a lot of tickets on the secondary market.
Wow.
That would be incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, it would be. So, all right, the Sixers thing. Do I think it's over? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think it's over. I think the Sixers still have a legitimate chance to win the series. Now, look, they better get busy. What was it Red said in Shawshank, or was it Tim Robbins? Get busy living or get busy dying? Like, they better get busy freaking fast. All right? No more screwing around. No more nothing. No more Tobias nothing. I mean, I do expect some. Let me put it this way. No more third player nothing. No more. Can't do it. Like, Kelly Oubre, stand up like a freaking man and enter the NBA playoffs, please. I mean, you are a talented. I've seen you for years, dude. I saw you with the Phoenix Suns. I watched late night games at freaking midnight.
The Wizards back in the day.
Yes, like, Kelly Oubre, I know it's in you. I know it is. So stand up and play offense. I appreciate and admire your defensive tenacity. It's actually been really good.
You got to give him the minutes you're giving Tobias too.
You know what? He's getting more than enough. He's getting more than enough minutes. I mean,
look, he needs to
do something with what you're given.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. But we got to pull back on the Toby minutes. We got to boost the minutes of guys who actually want the ball.
Yeah. Well, look, I
can make a layup.
No, I agree with that. I do agree with that. I mean, I've been on the record obviously for at least a week or more saying that. Look,
and what about Campaign? Campaign didn't even get into this last game.
Yeah.
I like Campaign a lot. I know he's got defensive limitations, but, man, you want someone who is conscience-less out there who's just going to take the shot and make it for you. It's Campaign.
James, are we ever
on a little run?
Are we ever going to get Anthony Melton?
Yes, he might play tonight.
I know he might. Like, yeah. Are we going to get him?
Probably not tonight. But, I mean, it's possible
because
in the series. They need him. Who'd have thunk it?
I could really use the Anthony Melton.
He practiced yesterday.
I know he did. Yeah.
Like, that's where we're at.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
No.
Because, guys, you can make a case. He could be their third best player. Personally, I think it's Lowry. If you ask me right now, who do I trust the most beyond the main two, I trust Lowry, which is kind of sad because he basically got dumped by a team earlier this year. It's really sad. Frank.
I don't think
No, it is sad. He's 38 years old.
He's 38.
He's old, but he's come home. The guy is smart.
It really matters. John, he's given
like,
them.
It just makes so much sense.
Let me be clear. Kyle Lowry has given the Sixers way more than I expected. Way more than I expected. I mean, you guys know how much I love Kyle Lowry and admire the dude. I appreciate what he's doing. So,
but he wasn't brought here to be their third best player.
Correct.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
He was brought here to be like their fifth or sixth best player.
Sixth veteran guy off the bench. Help out.
All right. So the whole Sixers thing, do you think it's over or not? Your expectation and mindset as it relates to tonight. Who's got to do what? The whole deal. But we also know so much of this comes back to Joel. All right. 215-592-9494. These topics and more. We'll get into the Phillies thing as obviously that was a frustrating game last night. That and more, all your calls, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, these are the days as a sports fan you kind of live for, you know? A lot going on, which is good stuff.
With my woman,
You just hope when we go to bed tonight that we feel like it was good stuff. Because let's be real, we've been through any number of game threes through the year.
Do you even know what good stuff is?
Yeah, we did.
Do you even know what good stuff
is? The West Wing is.
No, okay. All right. Because during the break, I noticed a giant bottle. It's unopened. A giant bottle of salad dressing. A salad dressing that I don't even consider a salad dressing.
Why is that?
I consider it a condiment.
I'm with you on this, by
Russian
the way.
Russian dressing is like ketchup.
It's a dip.
Russian dressing.
Yeah, it's like a dip or something. I agree.
Joe brought a big bottle of ketchup in to put on his salads.
No. I brought a big bottle of Russian dressing in.
That's what it's
for
crazy.
Salads for
I
the next few months.
A poor choice.
Well,
your choice in your favorite salad
it is my favorite.
Is a bad choice for your favorite salad
it's
dressing.
Tremendous.
How do you get to the point where Russian is your favorite salad dressing when it's really supposed to just be used like on a sandwich? Like you're supposed to put that on a sandwich to give it a little extra pizzazz.
I'm going to get this audio to Putin. Have him take care of you. They'll be going after the Russians. Come on, man. Russian dressing is the go-to. Now, balsamic vinaigrette, that's good as well. He has some regular Italian. That's very good. Russian is the main deal, man.
Ugh.
Let's go to the phones. All right, so get on the record with everything here. Game three tonight, the series. The Eagles, first round. Who do you want? Who do you don't want? The whole deal. Dan in Philly kicks us off. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
Doing well, Dan. Sort of.
Joe, you could be heading up to Gettysburg with me right now, Joe, to go golfing. You decline.
I couldn't hear anything you said. Say it again.
You could be golfing in Gettysburg.
You could be heading up to Gettysburg with me right now, but you decline, brother. I'm on my way. It's going to be a great day. Golf.
Well, just for those that don't know, Dan invited me, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago to golf like today. So, Dan, how do you think my boss would feel if I'm like MIA on Eagles draft day and Sixers game three?
Yeah.
I think he would feel better with you not being there than you bringing Russian dressing in.
That's true. the ratings would probably go up. All right, Dan, what do you got on everything happening here?
So, the Sixers, it's equivalent to you watching The West Wing, except I don't enjoy it. It's the same story. It's going to end the same way. Like, there's just no other way it ends other than them losing. And actually, this year it might be a little different. They're going to lose in this round instead of the second round. They're not enjoyable. And as for the draft, I think the Eagles have to go full out defense. Our offense is here for the next, I would say, minimum 5 years. So I think they have to go full out defense and maybe squeeze in an offense.
They'll certainly do a lot.
You can't say the offensive. You can't say Lane Johnson's here in 5 years.
No, you can squeeze an offensive lineman, but I'm saying within the next couple years. Right now, if you have to build this defense.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. I'm struck by what you said with your first comment. So are you so out on the Sixers you're not even in to enjoy this? Is that where you are?
I mean, I'm a fan. I'll watch it, but I already know how it is. I mean, the first game, I didn't even get the call about it, but it was the same old joke. Obviously, he's playing well, but it's just moping, the moping look. It's like something clicks in the playoffs where he wants, I don't know, he's putting on a show with theater, or I don't know what it is, but it's the same story over and over and over again.
But it's the story and then magnified this year because now you've got the mysterious, like, the eye thing on top of the injury and surgery and repair.
I'll say this. I have greater admiration this year for Embiid than past years. I think he's really trying to gut through it. I think he's actually he's more injured than past years.
And he's got the eye thing that is a thing.
Well,
like, that is a thing.
It may be. I'd like to hear him talk on the record about it to be able to definitively say that.
It seems to me like they're just trying. Like,
why haven't they?
I don't know.
Why hasn't anyone been like, hey, man, what the hell's going on with your eye, Joe?
Can you
talk about this, please? Like, it is strange,
well,
right?
To be clear, James, he didn't talk after game
one. But he talked after game two, and he did the we're going to win. Like, what?
He did.
I don't understand. I know we talked a lot about him covering his eye. Like, why didn't anyone say, hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Like what?
Do we know they?
Is your eye okay?
Do we know they did?
Where he doesn't want to create more distraction, guys. This is the distraction becomes the four-letter word.
But the distraction is him sitting there with his hand over his face when he's saying we're going to win. That becomes a distraction.
I agree. But James, for what it's worth, there was 25 different topics to talk about.
I know there was.
He's going to say,
well, then ask the nurse
about it.
Shoot around.
I'm digging my heels in. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to create another distraction for my team. I can imagine that sort of thing being said behind closed doors, or you know, even open doors. He's just saying, let's focus on what we've got ahead of us. And this is a lot of increased bad luck.
Yeah.
Like, it continues to hit him.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute, last night's Phillies game and what went down and what didn't go down, and an irritating game. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. How about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment? You know, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Let me break this down and make it all real simple for you. If you got a big old problem with your teeth and you need a solution to an issue, a real issue, PI Dental Center can do it for you. They can fix it for you. You got to get yourself there, though. You got to get yourself there. PI Dental Center is located in Fort Washington. You can start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, so the Phils lose last night. Now, this isn't like take them out to the woodshed day because, you know, they had just had a 7-game winning streak. They do have a good start to the season here at 15-10. You know, so I don't want to overhammer them. But very irritating day. I'll ask a very open-ended question to everybody here. What bothered you the most last night? Because between obviously my own observations, text and tweets, I mean, I had like 10 different topics
Me
come
too.
Across my mind last. All right, so John, Sir Anthony's your answer. Go ahead. Why?
I am concerned. I once upon a time, I thought Sir Anthony was going to be the next big thing. This guy who could
I did too.
Touch 100 and not even he knew exactly where that thing was going to end up because the movement was so extreme and so ridiculous.
Yep.
He was unhittable. And then, you know, the surgery and then the rehab. And now we're 2 years, I think, post Tommy John. And, man, it feels like he never had that rebound that some
Well, he did, and then he lost it. It's, I mean, he was spectacular in the 2022 playoffs. He was a rock star trustworthy. And then all of a sudden 23 came, and here's 24. And it's like I got an ineffective pitcher with an ERA now of 9 or 10, whatever the heck it is. Seltzer of everything yesterday, and there was a lot. The lineup, Turnbull out when he was out. All right, James, what bothered you the most?
So, like, obviously the Turnbull thing, period. I wouldn't have pulled him, but even just more so watching that guy pitch and thinking they're going to take him out of the rotation. But
well, that's a whole nother one.
It's all I can think about watching this guy pitch last night. I'm like, they're going to take this guy out for Taiwan? Are you kidding me? This guy's nasty. Like, he has the lowest ERA in baseball of qualified pitchers. He's leading baseball in ERA right now, and they're going to take him out of the rotation. 1.33 ERA. He's Rangers second, by the way, at 1.36.
Wow.
But this is something that I've been thinking about, and we all have, but, like, the last week or so, like, I can't have Nick Castellanos in my lineup right now. That's what's hit me the most. That double play at the end, the whole thing. Like, he is a giant hole. Like, we talked about Yoan Rojas being, like, the most overmatched hitter we've seen early in the season. He's, like, 10 times the hitter Nick Castellanos is right now. Nick Castellanos is a black hole in the lineup. I'm sitting him down. How is he the only guy who's playing every day? Like, he needs a rest. He needs a break. And he needs to bat eighth or ninth in the lineup. That's what needs to happen with Nick Castellanos right now.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Yoan Rojas last night, his at-bat.
That was a big hit, man.
He got behind because he was trying to do the right thing, trying to play small ball and get a bunt down. He was, I think it was 0-2. He fought to bring it back and then ended up getting his bat on that thing.
Yeah, which was
it
outside.
Was a nice hit.
It was a good
Rojas,
hit.
I also liked his emotion when he got to first. Like, you could tell he was into it.
Yeah.
A couple nice catches
he's
last night,
really
too.
Really taking
you know?
Steps. He's put the work in, and now you're starting to see the results, the fruits of his labor.
Yep.
He's getting those results. You can see it's paying off.
Well, with an irritating game, we ask you at 215-592-9494, what bothered you the most? Rhea, where are you at?
The lineup. Second straight day having, Marsh and Stott out. And I was talking to James, and I know there was a tough lefty, but 2 days in a row, and then you're sitting JT, and I get that there's an afternoon game, and you're already without Bryce Harper. So I just
it's a lot of lumber out of the lineup.
It really is.
It is.
So that irritated me.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I think it's probably fair to say, likely the most irritating game to this point this year. It's not one of those games. There's Seltzer. It's not one of those games like, you know, sometimes you get crushed by, you play a good game and a closer blows it and you get that gut punch. It wasn't that kind of game. It was just a game with like 15 different cuts. You're getting
but
cut with the lineup.
But you kind of did have that kind of game. I mean, the closer did blow it.
Well, that was earlier on. I mean, you know, I mean, this was not a scenario where my team held the lead entering the ninth inning and we lost it. It wasn't one of them. But you got a lineup issue. You got a Castellanos issue.
There was a lot of sloppiness.
You got the Turnbull thing that James is talking about, not only pulling him out when he did, but knowing that he's being removed from the rotation soon. Not to mention, by the way, the Braves always win. They're three games up. I mean, the Braves always win. It's unbelievable. 215-592-9494. So weigh in on the Phils. Also coming up, your chance to win a cool prize today on our show. All that and more. Your phone calls, Joe to Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It's 94WIP. Hey, obviously the NBA playoffs are upon us, and new customers with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you can go on your own playoff run with $150. This is a really, really cool and frankly tremendous deal. All you got to do is place a $5 bet as a new customer. Place a $5 bet with FanDuel Sportsbook, and you will get $150 in bonus bets whether you win or whether you lose that bet during the NBA playoffs. It's almost unreal. $5 bet, you win it, great. You get Well, I remain hopeful on the Sixers. Now, believe me, I have trepidation. I mean, they are in some trouble, but they put a parking lot on a piece of land where the Super I don't think it's over, but they better get their act together real quick. You know, Nick Nurse talked about the end of game two. I also got, you know, the Kinks going right now. What a great song. My God. Although it's a little weird because this guy's
so I've actually
watching
since,
his sister, you know,
so
get kissed.
It's not that weird, actually. So since you brought
close
this up,
family.
We've had people tell me. No. His sister died of a heart attack at a dance hall. And this song is all about wanting to watch his sister dance one last time. So he wanted to
see his sister get kissed.
Bro.
You're saying his actual sister, or he's writing a song about a
random
person?
No, I'm saying his actual sister died of a heart attack in a dance hall. Ray Davies' sister died of a heart attack in a dance hall, and this song is all about wanting to see her happy and in the place where she was happiest.
No, I'm sad about this song.
That's why I'm cutting you off and saying, all right, it's not. Since the last time we've talked about this, I have found this out. So it is, you know, it is not as weird as it's more of just an ode to his dead sister.
All right, well, Seltzer's, man, is he bringing us down on this
really
thing?
Really deep.
I'm not going to let you sit there and, like, you know, say I'm trying to help out.
I mean, there's other ways to make an ode. You don't have to have your sister hooking
I'm
up with some
other
random
guy. I'm
just
telling you this story. I'm sure it's not some random
okay,
guy.
Okay, we'll hook it up with the neighborhood Bob.
All right.
This day is not starting out well.
All right, let's get to Nick Nurse.
Just say it's a nice moment and a nice song, and I'm going to stop, you know. A
couple days ago did not end well with that disastrous end of Game 2. Nick Nurse commented on it yesterday. Here's Nurse yesterday on the end of Game 2.
Feedback from the NBA about the officiating.
Clock hit midnight after that game, and I moved on.
Okay.
I always give it till midnight, and then we move on. Get ready for the next one.
Nick, can I follow up kind of on that? How much thought did you, after Brunson hits the three, how much thought did you put into calling a timeout right there so you could have taken the ball out at half court and used the whole court?
Yeah, I explained that after the game. I what we do and what you saw us do is what we do is Kyle always races to the ball really quickly, as he did. He turns, he takes a look. Normally, if he doesn't have it right away, we take time out. And that's kind of what I waited for him to do that. Obviously going back now, you say, oh, geez, I sure wish we would have taken it right away when the ball went in. But that's like anybody can make those decisions after the game. But that's what we do. Probably done it 40 plus more times with Kyle that exact way?
Look, I think anyone who's watched the Sixers this year can envision what he's talking about. Lowry, and he's been doing it for 15 years. Lowry races to the ball to inbound. He does it multiple times a game. This just happened to be with seconds left in the game. If you really translate what Nick Nurse just said, he just basically said, I can't believe my veteran point guard didn't take a timeout on his own. That's basically what he just said.
Exactly. Couldn't have been more clear.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one other piece of audio. If we're going to go coach, let's go other coach. I know this will irritate people, but I will tell you, I respect what Tom Thibodeau's doing, even though he's crying like a baby. Here's Tom Thibodeau. He's asked about the final two-minute report, which obviously indicated that the Sixers got jobbed, as they did. But he does an all-time pivot. Because he, too, wants to try to buy future calls. Listen to what Tom Thibodeau says yesterday when asked about the final two-minute report.
I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. No, and I mean that. You know, I knew they couldn't call a foul there. I'm watching the way Jalen's being guarded.
This guy, man. He's trying to buy calls for Jalen Brunson tonight.
It'll work by him.
It's worth a shot if you can.
Knows what he's doing.
Doesn't mean
he
I can't
be irritated.
He knows
he's going to be at a deficiency tonight. 100%. He's trying to get any call he can get.
100%. And, Rhea, I think you were so right yesterday when you brought up, in 2001, George Karl, in my opinion, was the most annoying any opposing coach had ever been in any series against a Philadelphia sports team. Like, I hate it. I remember walking through Manioc in 01. I guess it was May 01. My buddy is totally drunk, and he is just MFing George Karl up and down the street at Manioc at like 2, 3 in the morning. I mean, George Karl got under all of our skin. Thank God the Sixers won the series.
Irritant.
Right.
Totally
very
irritant.
And by the way, Jordan can't stand him. A lot of people in North Carolina don't like him. I mean, apparently he's kind of a jerk. All right, let's go to Glenn in Center City. Hello, Glenn.
Hello. A little bit more reserved today. But after watching that Heat game last night.
Yep.
Ow.
I don't know who's the general manager of Miami, but they did a hell of a job. I can't tell Daryl Morey needs to step his game up.
Random players can
play last night.
That's right. Random players can help make a difference, and the Heat have been doing it for years now. And that was an incredibly impressive win by them last night.
I mean, those guys. I mean, that boy Caleb Martin, he played possessed last night. As they were booing him because he really didn't try to hurt Tatum in game one. It was just an accident. But I tell you one thing: those cats came to play last night, which means anybody can get beat on any given night. And the Sixers bench better show up tonight. What's going to be lights out?
Well, they better. You're exactly right, Glenn. Glenn, you are more. You were fired up the other day. I mean,
fired up might be putting it lightly.
Yeah. Yeah. Glenn, here's what I need from you. I need some here. I need 10 seconds. No, 15 seconds from you. If you were given the honor of giving the pregame pep talk to the Sixers tonight.
Ooh.
Glenn,
thing they hear before they take the court, Glenn.
All right, Glenn, you got 15 seconds, sir. The pep talk to the Sixers, the floor is yours.
Okay, guys, we done got one taken from us. Now it's time to get it back, and we're going to have to come out there, rebound, get some offensive rebounds, and I'll tell you one thing, we need to get some fast break points and make sure we turn those Knicks over and make sure we get this W for our Sixers fans. Let's go.
Yeah, you gave us a 4 out of 10. You didn't give us this.
Now you better get your head out of your ass.
You didn't give us this.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
You didn't give us this.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
We did kind of put him on the spot.
Well, too bad.
That was a good try, Glenn.
All right, Glenn. Keep calling, man. Good stuff. 215-592-9494. Speaking of tonight, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It is truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question. All right, so two different things happening tonight. I mean, both massive. Poll question. Which interests you more for tonight? A, the Eagles with the NFL draft. B, the Sixers with Sixers Knicks game 3. Which interests you more? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, when you do, in honor of, the reality that way back in the day in the 1940s was when President Truman you know, becomes president and he finds out, hey, we got this thing called the bomb and we might be able to use it in the war. So Truman gets that information in a meeting. Now, that meeting, obviously, a famous meeting in history. We'll ask you today at 215-592-9494 to give us a meeting you wish you were in. I would like to hear certain pregame pep talks, postgame talks. I would have loved to have been in the room before, after game two, but before the reporters came in. Like, what were the players thinking in the you know, and saying in the 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the reporters got in? You know, John, I have a friend who, when Jeremiah Trotter got thrown out of the first game in 2005, this wasn't a meeting, by the way, just as a point of reference. So Trot gets thrown out. He has his interaction with Ike. Trot gets thrown out before the game is played. Eagles lose a close game, 14-10. When Trot goes back into the locker room, because he's kicked out of the game before it starts, my buddy worked in the Georgia Dome, and he told me he was the only person in the Eagles locker room when Trot went back there and said Trot was just exploding. No one else in the room, but he's furious. Now, that's not a meeting, but my point is that kind of insight into a moment in history, moment in sports, whatever it might be, whoever comes up, because that would be fascinating to know. Like, when Truman found out, hey, we've had this bomb thing going. By the way, FDR never told you. But maybe we'll use this in the next year or so. All right, give us a great answer for what is a meeting you wish you could have sat in on, heard, been a fly on the wall at. Whoever comes up with the best answer is going to win a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to spoiling the mom in your life this spring. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. John, what is a meeting you wish you could have been a fly on the wall at?
Yeah, I thought this was neat. I read the founders of Apple. They met in 1971. You got Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. Wozniak was in college. Jobs was still in high school.
Dorks, all of them.
Sorta.
No, dates until they got $1 billion.
Maybe.
That helps.
The reason they were initially meeting up and introduced was Wozniak's friend said, you should meet Steve Jobs because he likes electronics and he also plays pranks.
Wow.
That sounds
What a random thing to meet over. That's incredible.
What a kick in the pants.
It is. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here. A meeting you wish you were a fly on the wall.
It's a haymaker. It's, a kind of a meeting. The meeting between Al Cowlings and O.J. Simpson in that Bronco.
Yeah.
As they're driving along, like, what the hell were they talking about? What happened?
Boy, you're not kidding. You're not. Wow. It is kind of a meeting. Kind of a meeting.
Well, right? You know
what? Yeah, you're in the gray zone there, but I get what you're doing. Rhea, when you think, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, in addition to everything with the Eagles in the draft tonight, obviously the Sixers in game three and an irritating Phillies loss. Rhea, what do you got for a meeting you wish you could have heard everything that went down?
I've always been fascinated by this story, but the meeting that Barry Goldwater and Rhodes had with Nixon the day before he resigned, where they told him he basically had no support, was going to get impeached because of Watergate. Because Nixon supposedly had an explosive temper. I would have loved to have been there for that.
Well, he had dug his heels in for months. Yeah. I didn't know Goldwater was one of the main people that told him, like, it's time. I did not know that. Look, give us a great – that is a great meeting to have been at, if you could have. Give us a great answer. I mean, obviously, if you want to go into history, Grant and Lee at Appomattox, you know, the end of the Civil War, and the way that whole thing went down would be a haymaker. Give us a meeting. I mean, there's sports stuff. Trades being discussed. There's so much through the years I would have loved to have heard. Best answer wins the Joseph Anthony gift card. All right, Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, good morning.
Good morning. I'm hoping Howie does something to rebuild our defense. Offensive linemen, not saying they come dime a dozen, but they're a lot easier to acquire with Stoutland on board, because we can literally go find somebody from Australia and he'll be an all-pro.
Let's not oversimplify that process. That is a pretty miraculous.
I agree, John.
Yeah, that story is incredible. But Stoutland is an incredible coach. He can do amazing things, but you need the right raw materials to start.
I'm not saying this. What I'm saying to you is, spending a first, second, or third rounder on a lineman is not necessarily as serious as fixing your defense. That being said,
I agree.
A fourth rounder that's willing to be taught and has, let's just say, decent skills can be fine tuned into playing our offensive line. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's you know, you can go get some random guy off the street. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, straight. That's all I'm saying. He found Juma along the way. That's with that being said, we need to have our defense completely reconstructed.
I agree.
Especially with losing Hassan Reddick this year.
Well, Reddick and Cox. You know, but Malik, the good thing is they've begun the process, you know, CJ, GJ and stuff. But I agree with you. They need to do more. Malik, give me a great answer. A meeting you wish you had been at.
When Barack Obama walked back, he said it, when he saw it on the TV, he walked back into his room with his wife and they had a small meeting. I would have loved to know what he said to his wife or what she said to him. For that very moment, right before they drove out to that park and announced that he was the next president of the United States.
Was it Denver or Chicago? I think Denver was the convention.
Chicago.
She's from Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
They met and they were in their mother's house and they stepped off to the side and he said she talked to him for like 5 minutes. Then they started talking to their family. But I would have loved to know exactly what you're saying to your husband or what you're saying to your wife after you just realize I am the first person of my color to ever do this. And it hasn't been done since.
It's a fascinating answer, Malik. It really is. 215-592-9494. I'll give you the answer to it's not so much a meeting but a moment that we otherwise wouldn't have known unless Tyrese Maxey had not talked on the record. But he did yesterday because yesterday, 2 days ago, Maxey is named the NBA's most improved player. Yesterday, he talked about the process of finding out that he was the NBA's most improved player. And for Game of Thrones fans, you'll like that he's a Game of Thrones devotee. Here's Maxey on that moment when he found out.
I was laying on my couch watching Game of Thrones. There's a really good episode going on, and I had, like, TNT playing in the background on the laptop. And once I heard, oh, Tyrese Maxey, I'm like, all right, let me get up, pause the show, and do the interview. So it was great.
Which episode?
Season 3, episode 9. I couldn't stop, and I already watched it, but I couldn't stop in the middle of it because I knew Robb Stark was about to kill him. So I was like, I got to relive this. So it was pretty good.
That's so good. It's so good. Listen, anyone that really knows Game of Thrones, if you say season 3, episode 9, I think most people know where that's headed. But he goes.
I don't. I don't do that.
You should know that, John.
Yeah, because only show. That one. That might be the only one.
Johnny, in Game of Thrones, I think more than most shows, the haymakers were typically the second to last episode of a season.
Penultimate.
And then the aftermath would be like the final episode of the season.
Same with The Wire. Most times.
Did it?
Yeah, a lot of shows. I mean, like. I won't do spoilers, but certain big deaths happen usually the episode before the finale and all that.
One in season 3 as well?
Perhaps season 3, yes, exactly.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Joe Conklin putting something together for us for the Sixers back at home, game 3 tonight versus the Knicks. We'll get to Conklin's masterpiece and more. Your phone calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and a most improved player, Tyrese Maxey. Congrats to him. That was pretty cool. On 94 WIP.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.